Dude, I'm just pushing buttons. We're making it happen, though. What's up? How are you, L. Dawson?
Good. I'm good. How are you? I like this impromptu afternoon live.
Wait, I already got a name for it. MMA Weekly Roundup. Like, how good is that?
You already named it. It already has a caption. What the heck? Come on. Let's go.
What we do. You know, we were live Tuesday, and to me, Tuesday is very guest-driven, and it's usually a weekly recap of what we just saw. Wednesday, Ben and Bananas is usually just you and I and a guest. We really go into this weekend's fight. To me, this show is Friday, maybe a little midday Friday, a little taste of what kind of happened throughout the week that we couldn't get to. So kind of a lot of stuff popped up. Three little fight announcements popped up in the UFC with Louisville and St. Louis. But I know there's some things you want to get into first. So, Al, let's go. What you got?
I mean, first off the bat, you know where I'm headed with this. PFL has announced their first atom weight fight. So that's super exciting for all the atom weights in the world who have been begging and praying for fights like myself, obviously in a couple months. But
is Laura Senko coming back? Is Laura Senko returning to the PFL smart cage?
Let's go. I would love to see it. Love to see it. I think her fighting days are in the past. Okay. But she still trains, man. She's still a
Laura Senko's a beast. She's a beast.
I've rolled with her several times, and she's honestly a lot better than people give her credit for. But it's wild to see this. I actually really like this move from PFL. I think they have a really unique market where if they're gonna expand and they're gonna do this thing where they do small tournaments all over the world, they can bring attention to some different weight classes. The atom weights kind of died off for a while ago because there was a time and when I was positive the UFC was going to add atom weight. Like, it was right around the corner.
Me too.
The Invicta roster was just insane. There were so many good 105ers. The one was starting to sign some 105ers. I was like, it has to happen. And then all of a sudden it just didn't. And these girls, you know, you fight for $4,000 or $5,000 here, there, but after a while you go and have babies or you start a career that actually pays money, you know, and you just kind of fade away. And that's what's kind of happened to the division at this point in time. And there are plenty of 105ers out there. There are a ton of girls that are at strawweight who would much prefer to be at atomweight. There are girls like me that just aren't big enough for strawweight. Man, if we could see a major promotion like PFL add atom weight and really encourage and build these young fighters, we could see a huge resurgence of 105 in women's MMA. PFL would smash 1FC now, especially with the new Bellator roster.
Yeah, Johnny Eblen?
Wrong.
Come on.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, those would be some fun crossover fights.
To double down on that, L, for sure. Like, guys, the PFL, I hate to say it, they're never going to be what the UFC is. So be very good at some cool, different niche stuff. The tournament style to me is still fun. Female atom weights is something like, dude, Laura Senko is one of the biggest names, one of the biggest voices in the industry. She's a female atom weight. L, you're a female atom weight. Like, there's a lot of people out there that want to talk about female atom weights, want to watch it or participate in it, and the UFC is not going to do it. So PFL was really smart of them to take it up, bring it up and go, keep it going.
100%.
Another thing I want to throw out real quick on female PFL. Do you see our girl Dakota is the co-main event coming up in a couple weeks? Like, dude, let's go.
Smart. I'm bummed. We missed her being on the Miami card by like a couple weeks.
PFL card.
There's a Miami PFL. Am I not supposed to know that? I heard that there was a Miami PFL card.
Well, I didn't know that.
I don't know if it's been announced or not. I hear rumblings in the gym. This is how rumors get started, Dave.
Dude, this is you. Maybe you are in the rumor mill right now, L. Dawson. You're in it.
I am the rumor mill. Maybe there's a PFL Miami card that we're definitely gonna go.
You know, the UFC is coming to Tampa in July.
Let's go.
That's a Fight Bananas team. It's a team building thing. I haven't told you yet off air. I want to get a suite, like for real.
Ooh, yes. Yeah. That would be sick. Yes, that's happening. Absolutely.
We're going to go live for 2 months, make enough money on Meta, and then we're going to buy a suite in Tampa.
So tell all your friends to come watch the show so that we can go to Tampa.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. We are selfish animals over here at Fight. But very cool. Anything else on the atom weights?
No, I think it's cool, especially since we have the upper weight classes in several different promotions. Like we have 35 through even 55, we've seen in a major promotion. We really haven't seen 105 outside of one. And let's be honest, the one championship fighters aren't necessarily atom weights because they are like, they're hydrated. They're making 115. It's a little bit different than actually being able to make 106 pounds on the dot. So I would really love to see it. I hope that I know they're starting their market for atom weight in the Middle East and North Africa area. I'm hoping there's enough girls to give them a reason to build that division. But maybe if there's not, they're going to need some American atom weights to fill in some spots. So,
for sure. And it drives me crazy, Elle. Why is the PFL doing a PFL meta? Like, why are you doing a Middle East show? Just be PFL. Like, why? Like, you have Middle Easterns. Diego Lopez is not just super. He's not in UFC Brazil. He's in the UFC. The UFC is worldwide. Right? Like, why are you breaking up PFL? Why do you?
I will say I was kind of dogging on it with Dakota, because I was like, why on earth? Like, Dakota's adorable. She's cute. She has an amazing accent. She speaks well. She's a great personality. Like, why are you not promoting her in the States? And I feel like they kind of like let her develop in PFL Europe and then had this superstar to just like plug and play into the tournament this year. So what they've done with Dakota is actually, I think, really a really smart move, because she absolutely is a superstar here or in Europe. You know?
Right. So you're almost saying it's almost like a mini kind of a contender series kind of thing. Hey, do your thing in your home country, build up that of yourself, build up your character, whatever it is, build up your skills. And then when you're ready, we're going to have you on the Chicago show in the co-main event.
It's going to have to be, because these two girls that they've signed are both making their pro debuts. So like, they're not going into a tournament with girls like K-Rock or me, you know, who have a lot of cage time. Like, they need experience. They need time to build. So maybe that's
K-Rock signing with the PFL.
I'm just throwing out some names that, you know, maybe the PFL should call in the event that they want to do $1 million atom weight tournament. You know,
we're in the room here, dude. L, if you made $1 million, when you win the PFL atom weight $1 million, what would be the first thing that you would buy me?
No.
A show on Friday. We are bananas.
I would buy Dave some really good weed. That's what I would buy. I don't know what constitutes really good, but I would find. I'd ask Jillian.
just you text Jillian the Savage Robertson. She'll put you on the right.
Like, hey, tell me what to get for Dave.
Yeah,
I got to get him something real nice.
Wow, you're the best. You're the best. The best friend ever. All right, there we go. Atom weights are in the books. I know I got three fight announcements, but I know you wanted Diego and Armand. You kind of want to talk about that for a second?
Yeah. NSAC
not is getting paid. Again.
Do what?
They're like not getting paid so far by Vegas.
I'm not sure if that's true or not. I heard that Diego's stuff got handled, but I don't know if that's just a rumor or not. It's NSAC. Like, Armand probably shouldn't have punched that guy. It's a lot of heightened, you know, nerves, whatever. So hopefully he doesn't get fined too badly for that. Hopefully it's just a fine and not a suspension, because I don't think the guy came forward and like admitted that he was kind of being an asshole. And
that was super cool. That was, for one, awesome by that fan. That was really cool. We're super pro Armand now here in Fight Bananas Land. It's kind of reversed on me in the last 4 months. So we're pro Armand. But I will say that even if he was here in this studio, I'd be like, Armand, you can't swing on into the crowd. You can't do it.
I'm hoping he comes back to the gym soon, because I really, really want to talk to him about it. Like, I just want to know what he saw and heard and like what happened. Cause like, I feel like we haven't heard his like point of view from that yet.
You got to get the scoop, Al. You got to get the Fight Bananas scoop.
I need to know. I'm like the worst combination of like nosy and in a gym where I hear random stuff. It's not good. It's not good, Dave. anywho, maybe we can get him to come on the week he comes back and tell his side of things, because I'm very curious. But yeah, like, Diego Lopez climbed on the cage, and like, the NSAC is going to hold his pay for that. Come on.
Come on.
Nevada just likes to fine people. Like, yeah, they will find any reason to find people. It's Nevada.
In a weird way, because they almost know, what is Diego never going to fight in Vegas again? Of course he is. Like, you just, it's one of those things that they know they can make extra money and there's nothing you can do. And no, I bet you if whatever he gets fined, the UFC would be like, all right, you pay it. We got you on the next. I bet you it gets washed. You know what I mean? So we'll see. What was something about, oh man, you're so funny. Oh, dude.
BKFC is this weekend.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Dude, Pitbull is fighting Mike Perry. And I haven't seen nearly enough stuff about it. Like, yeah, how is that not a huge deal?
And it's kind of funny because usually Bare Knuckle FC does a pretty good deal. They almost like over promote bad cards. And to be brutally honest, I feel like they've under promoted this card. Like, Thiago and Mike Perry, you think you would hear everywhere, see on shows multiple weeks. I think, is it tomorrow or Saturday? Like, it's tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
and I agree. And I feel like they kind of did that to Thiago while he was signed with them too. Like, for how much of a superstar he has and a legend.
He's a legend. He's a living legend.
Did not take care of him or promote him, I feel like. And I don't really know why. Like, it just doesn't make much sense to me. But yeah, especially with Mike Perry, like that should be everywhere.
For one, it's a great fight. Like, let's just be honest. It's a very cool fight. And two, if I could say, I think Thiago, and I know I know the ties and ATT and all that stuff, he's being super underrated. I think even Mike Perry's underrating Thiago. Like, I don't think they realize, like, those guys, those type of men, those type of gladiators like a Thiago Alves, when they get into that square circle, cage, ring, whatever you want to say, and that switch turns on, like, he has it. You know what I mean?
Have you seen him? Like, he hasn't aged. He looks the same, just more jacked. Is he the dog?
Oh, huge.
Huge?
Huge. Yeah, really? Yeah. I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, get the odds on that. I want to know how much money I should bet on Thiago.
Are you allowed to? Yeah, I think you are.
I mean, BKFC doesn't have the same rules as UFC, does he? No.
I think you're allowed to bet on it. Dude, I think he's a huge underdog. I'm looking it up right now. This is what we do on the show.
Lorenzo Hunt. Yeah.
Dude, that's actually a really good fight. I actually like that fight.
I feel like there are several good fights on that card. I'm going to actually pull it up. Because I agree with you. I feel like they've been promoting, like, very random cards, and I'll see.
Can someone throw me the odds on that? I'm trying to look it up. It's taking long. I think they could have stacked this card a little more in the top three. Yeah, I agree. Doug, great point on this. Great point. Thiago straight punch is going to be tough repair. Thiago wins. Wow, Doug, great points, my man. The top three fights are amazing, but a lot of the other part of the cards is dog shit. Like, they should have done. Yeah. To me, it should have been an all-time show.
Let's see.
Doug, great point, my man.
This site says that Pitt is a plus 375 dog.
Yes. Okay, there you go. Yeah, plus 375.
That's disrespectful. Dude, like, you guys crazy. Have
I saw it 2 weeks ago. No, plus 415 right now on BetUS.
Wow. No, that's crazy. That's shocking to me.
I'm telling you.
That's nuts.
Dude, put a quick hundy on it and then won $415.
I would.
Card. Yeah.
I'm going to see the whole card. I'm trying to find it right now.
It's not that good. Like, Ben Walthwell versus Todd Duffy's on the card. But that's it. Like
just iconic, you know?
Yeah. It's Todd Duffy. Remember Ben on our show? He was great on our show. He was funny.
Really?
Yeah, you were on it.
Wait, when Todd Duffy was on?
No, Ben Rothwell. Ben.
Oh, I was like, when did that happen? Yes, no, Ben Rothwell was great. He's super funny. He's a character. I didn't expect him to be like that. Like, he was like, has like almost a WWE type personality. Yeah. Like, he's so good at that.
Yeah. Oh, Mystic, my man. How are you, brother? Happy Friday afternoon to you. Hunt is the Baron. Yeah, dude. Lorenzo Hunt is amazing. His record's incredible. Multiple weight class champion. He's trying to be like a three-weight class champion as a heavyweight. This is a tall task. He is moving up multiple weights here. I don't know if he's going to get the job done, but yes, Hunt is a monster. So those three fights are great. Thiago Alves should not be a plus 415 to any man on this planet.
That's wild. That's
Alves versus Makhachev, not plus 415.
Like, I think Alves's lightweight days might be over, but
maybe a nice card.
I'm really surprised. I guess, like you said, the rest of the card besides the top three, like I don't recognize a whole lot of them.
Right. Sure. Real quick. I want to, Mystic said the weak UFC cards to June. Let me wrap. One, kind of agree. It is what it is, guys. They did the UFC built UFC 299, one of the greatest cards ever. Then we saw what UFC 300 just over-delivered on the best card ever. They kind of went all in. Let's just be honest. They went all in. And then June's insane. They got the Saudi Arabia show. They got two pay-per-views. One, Dustin Poirier's fighting for a world championship, and Conor McGregor's back. Like, guys, let's give them a little bit of leeway of, like, we just had the two greatest months ever, and then June is going to be insane. We got Manchester, we think, in July. Like, guy, we had a run. Like, it's okay. We're going to lick our wounds for a couple weeks. I missed it. It's all right.
Well, and everybody forgets that all these fighters that they absolutely adore were once prelim fighters. Like, right. If we want the next generation of great fighters, we have to have these cards. Like, it's so necessary.
We're building here. Like we said, this weekend is Karina Silva is on the card. Guys, she might be a future world champion. She's has potential, you know, so we got to deal with some of these, you know what I mean? So it is what it is. Every card can't have Grant Dawson on it, you know what I mean? It is what it is.
The best. I don't know. There's some fights on 301, even on the prelims, that are jumping out at me. Like Joaquin Silva is fighting Drakkar Close. That's
a good fight.
Like that's going to be fun.
Wow. Big question here by Doug. Do you think there should be less UFC cards? I miss UFC 5175 when you know every single name in the card. I've seen every single UFC Pride, Baranikov, Seabear, Altair card. I don't have the half of fighters on the cards. Okay. Doug, this is such a great topic. We appreciate the question, Doug. Appreciate you. We talk about this a lot, I think, Elle and I. We go back and forth. I agree on pay-per-views themselves. I want the top five fight. I want the pay-per-view fights to be awesome. I'm selfish on that too. Sometimes I feel like, no offense, I saw in UFC 303 is Andre Feely and Cub Swanson. Two good guys. That shouldn't be a pay-per-view fight. Shouldn't be a pay-per-view fight. That's a fight week. Yes, exactly. That's a prelim card for a pay-per-view or a fight night card. But I will say this, Doug. So I agree on that side. I want my five pay-per-view fights to be all big. Ian Garry, Colby Covington, Alex Pereira, you know, Jamal. I want my names to be big. But fight nights, I am grateful for Alex Perez in the main event this weekend. Like, I'm so pumped. There's a fight night card on. There's multiple fights. It gives a lot of guys and girls options and opportunities. And like I said, you do enough of these cards, you build. Kazmet Chimaev fought on two fight night cards before he became Chimaev. Like, we got to see these guys fight. We got to see. Silva is a big
guy. There's too many guys in the roster. There's too many guys on the roster now, too. You can't keep everybody busy if you only do big pay-per-view.
Yeah.
There's too many guys.
This gives opportunity. Like Silva, Karina Silva's fighting this weekend. She might fight for a world championship in 2025, but she needs this win. She probably needs another win, and then she fights a top five female. So
right. No, 100%. I mean, and like you're talking about main events. Dakota. Oh, dude. Dakota is ridiculously good. Like, I think people don't realize how good she is just because, like, she is in PFL right now. I think this tournament, with the increase in strength of schedule in the tournament versus who she was fighting in PFL Europe, is going to be huge for her. I think it's going to absolutely set her off when we see her beat up girls like Tyla Santos and Liz Carmouche. Like, she's a superstar.
Superstar. Mystic, she was on 2 weeks ago on the show. Go watch that interview. I think it was me, Elle, and Dakota. It was awesome. I love that. So 2 weeks ago. Dude, keep on coming with these questions. I like it, guys. Keep it coming. It'll be a Q&A session. L and Grant when he fought at FEC in the same card against Chance or Gage Young, maybe Marshall Kemp. You are so wonderful. Grant even took the time to chat. Look at that.
Oh, awesome, man.
Doug, shout out to you, Doug.
All the way from Missouri. Let's go.
Look at that. Love it, Doug. The NFL of fighting shouldn't be watered down with too many fighters.
Okay. No, let's take this But here's the thing. How many do you know every single player on the NFL roster?
Thank you.
You know every practice team member? Right. They're integral. Right. They're necessary. Like they're right. necessary for the sport to be able to grow and for players right. to be able to develop and become greater players. Like you have to have those guys.
Name me the backup running back for the Carolina Panthers. Name me their backup right. tight end. But sooner or later, these guys might be starters for the Cowboys or for a big team. Like, it just takes time. You need fight night cards, especially in the UFC. They got the money. And guys, if you have ESPN Plus, like I would assume all of us do, it's free. What, like, it's free. It's a fight night. You don't have to watch it. We are. I am. L is. Like, it's free. Yeah. It's free.
And so. Not to mention, too, the NFL has the feeders of every D1 college in the country. We're losing regional MMA right now. Regional MMA yeah. is dying. Like we have fewer and fewer shows every year. So I think it's even more necessary for the UFC to be willing to develop these guys. Otherwise, in 15 years, the sport just dies.
Yeah. Mystic, we totally agree. So it's the PFL, it's guys, fighters are the most important part of the sport, for sure. You need talent and you need, you know, Sean O'Malley has a personality for sure. Elle, if you need to go, let me know. Okay, Elle?
You're good. Okay. I'm just okay. checking.
But just saying, in the future, the second most important thing about any MMA or boxing organization is matchmaking. Like, you know, one of my best friends in the world, Dean Toole, is a matchmaker. When you see these fights for Game Bread, Brand Knuckle, they're greatly matched. Even as amateur or pros, you are seeing greatly matched. The PFL lacks in their matchmaking. It's just they don't make the exciting fight. They don't make the fight that makes sense. And like you said, too many rematches. I totally agree. Like it's wild. They need better matchmaking.
I think the roster merger is going to change that. Like we're finally going to see Bubba. We already saw Bubba Jenkins fight somebody that wasn't named Chris Wade. So that was super exciting. I've been waiting years.
He lost.
You know? Yeah.
He lost. Didn't see that coming.
Did not. I really thought he was going to have his way with him, honestly. Yeah. They've got some young talent that I think is very impressive, and we'll see more of them, hopefully. We had Thad on our show, and he's, like, not even in the tournament.
Yeah,
and he's super exciting. Very exciting fighter.
Stud. 7-0. Great look. Great talk. Knocks out people for sure. Guys, Elle needs to go to the pool really quick. So there's three little fight announcements I want to talk about. It's Friday afternoon in beautiful Florida. All right, UFC St. Louis got a new co-main event. Joaquin Buckley was talking and communicating about it. Dana goes, you want it, you got it. Elle, do the last name for me. Rusabov?
I think that's it. Yeah, Rusabov.
Nailed it. Dude, he is a monster. I believe 9 wins in a row, 7 first-round finishes in a row. But was fighting that middleweight for a lot of those. He's fighting that welterweight. Two things. One, why? Like, why he's having so much success. Why is he moving down? And two, why? Like, that's wild. Like, why do you think he's Rusabov is moving down?
I honestly don't know. His last fight was against Dumas, right?
Yeah, SD Dumas.
Dude, Dumas is huge.
Huge. Like, he didn't look that tall to me.
He was so much taller, and maybe yeah. I mean, if Rusabov already knows he's not cutting a ton of weight, maybe he's like, hey, like I know I can make it. If I'm beating these guys here, imagine what I can do at welterweight. This is a huge step up for him. It's no secret I don't like Joaquin Buckley as a person, but like that doesn't take away from how talented of a fighter he is. Like he is a very unique fighter. He's very explosive. He's very athletic. And dude, he's really well-rounded too. Like I will say, I thought Vicente didn't look quite himself, but that's still coming off of a win over Vicente Luque is much bigger than coming off of a win over Dumas, who may yeah. one day be a legend like Vicente Luque, but is still, you know, new. He's still new to the UFC. So this is a big step up, like pretty quickly.
Also, to be a prelim fighter to a co-main event of a fight night, which UFC St. Louis to me is going to get like, I feel that crowd's going to be awesome. It's one of those things. I just know it. They haven't been in St. Louis in so long. I feel it's going to be just one of those shows. Now, I don't know if you remember, Elle, like UFC Austin, like 2 or 3 years ago was like amazing. The crowd was epic. A lot of first round knockouts. And that's just a big step. It's a big step up. co-main event to a prelim fight night, you know, St. Louis, big stuff. But two more fights were added to UFC Louisville. I love this. God, I love this. No more, you know, less Apex shows. Let's get out there. Let's go to Middle America. Dominic Reyes is back. The man who defeated John Jones but didn't win on the scorecards against Dustin Jacoby. And then we got our main event for that show in the middleweight with Jared Cannonier versus Nassadine,
yeah. Imavov? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah. Nassadine, he's one of those guys, like, sometimes he looks amazing and sometimes he looks like dog shit. And, like, there's no in between. Like, he doesn't look like just, oh, that was a solid performance. He looks really good or really bad. Cannonier, to me, has looked good over the last 2-3 years. I know Izzy didn't make him look good, but no one looks good against Izzy, really. So I like Jared in this spot, for me, at least.
Yeah, I do, too. Imavov is so good, though. I think he's kind of boring, and so I discount him a little bit. Like, I didn't think he was going to beat Roman Dolidze, and he looked really good. But yeah. It's also different styles. Dolidze has a ton of power, but isn't like a super clean technical striker.
Right.
Nassourdine Imavov is a very technical striker, but Cannonier is everything Imavov is with heavyweight hips and hands behind it. Yeah. You know, he's such a monster. Like I'm very interested to see that.
Yeah.
I feel like Cannonier.
And then to me, that Dominic Reyes, Dustin Jacoby fight's a great fight. Like that's a fun fight. A lot of striking, I would say. I think that goes pretty far, too, because this is Dominic's first fight in a long time. I can just see him getting a lot of that rust off, not looking as clean as he probably should be. But that's a really good fight. Dustin Jacoby's a tough guy. I believe, didn't he just lose a really close decision? I thought he won, maybe. I don't know, off the top of my head. But I think it's a really good fight. I love it.
I literally was just looking at it, too.
Doug, I picked to go to AEO Dynasty. So you see, stop putting Derek Lewis in the main events. Give him 3-round fights. Wow. Doug is picking wrestling, professional wrestling over UFC St. Louis. I respect it, my man. My son and I are going to SmackDown in the summer in Orlando, Florida. So much love. I definitely get it. But, it is a weak main event for sure. But watching or being at the UFC live, it's incredible. It's, if you haven't been to it, go to it for sure.
Here's my caveat to your Derek Lewis. I agree. Either don't give Derek Lewis a 5-round fight or just only give him strikers. Like,
right.
I want to see Derek Lewis and Alex Pereira at heavyweight. That's what I want to see. Like, give him somebody that will not wrestle.
Right. I like it. Wow. I didn't know we're going to get Alex Pieda versus D. Lewis.
If he goes to heavyweight, he needs to not fight Jones or Aspinall right away because they're huge. He needs
you ready
like
for this one? I think I don't even think this is a bold take. It's not if he goes to heavyweight. Alex Pieda will fight in the UFC heavyweight division once, like, or multiple times. He will do it. I don't know about this year. Looks like it's going to be him versus Megamon sometime later in the year. Looks like his toes are banged up, all that stuff. He will test the heavyweight division. It's going to happen. It's like too much talk of it. He's only going to get older and kind of bigger. Yeah. Like, he will be a heavyweight. Alex versus Tom. That's the dream fight.
Not right away, Doug. Because I feel like if we see that first, I think Tom's just too big. He's so huge.
Here's one I like a lot that I haven't heard yet. And I'm like, I saw like the fight poster in my head. A striker's delight is heavyweight. How about Alex Pieda versus Ciryl Gane?
Yeah.
I think that a lot.
Pereira would make that interesting.
Yeah.
I think Pereira would make that a fun fight.
None of them are going to grapple or wrestle. It's going to be a 25-minute kickboxing match.
Gon is really good at slowing fights down and making them super boring, though.
But it's funny. Alex doesn't usually let that happen, though.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like he'll pressure a lot.
Yeah.
But the question is, can he still pressure like he does at 205 at heavyweight when everybody's arms are 4 inches longer and they hit twice as hard, you know? Crazy.
All right. Last questions, people. If you have anything, we are going to run for the weekend. Enjoy UFC Vegas 91 here in a little bit. if you could book a dream main event and co-main event for International Fight Week, what two fights would you each book? Doug, appreciate you, brother. Big question. Wow. Ellie, you got to go first, and then I'll come second.
I like that Connor versus Chandler is on International Fight Week. I think that that is the perfect time to put that fight there. And it's Connor McGregor. He has to be the main event. But for a co-main event, I don't even know. What would I want to see?
Oh, I got one. I got one.
You go first. I'm going to think on my co-main.
Because of Connor has to be the main event. And he's not fighting for the championship. And I think the right opponent for now is Chandler. Gosh, like, give me McGregor and Holloway in a year. Just give me that in one. I can't wait. But right now, and we need to see Connor versus Chandler. The co-main event should be Kayla Harrison versus one of the top females. Even if it's for the interim championship, if Rocky's hurt, I would love to see Kayla get a lot of that love, a lot of that publicity. You know Connor's taking all that. I would love to see Kayla on the same stage and doing her thing. Kayla as a co-main eventer.
Okay. If this is dream fight, this is totally hypothetical. You know what I would want to see? I would actually boot Connor to the co-main. Make it three rounds. Ilya fights Max Holloway as the main event.
Right.
That's
the best fight they can make.
Dying to see that fight right now.
Best fight they can make.
Max is on fire. I want to see that so bad.
What if Max Holloway knocks out Ilya Topuria? It could be like the greatest little mini run in the history of the UFC. Just like of the how big it is and the how he did it and the BMF and the winning this championship. And everyone forgets his last one was maybe one of the coolest moments in MMA history. The Korean Zombie was retiring. The crowd was cheering Zombie. And then he like knocks him. It's like a little bit of a mini war, then knocks him out cold. He knocked out the Zombie. And then he goes in the BFF, knocks out Gaethje. Like, dude, Max is on one right now. On one.
Oh, yeah. And he's my favorite fighter of all time, besides Grant. Wow. I think he's in there. But, dude, I would die to see that fight right now.
So I would take my money. I'll take Jones and Aspinall main event, Gaethje, Connor, and Justin's retirement fight. Wow. Okay.
I would really like to see Jones fight Aspinall, and primarily because I don't think we're ever going to see that fight.
Exactly. Yeah, it's weird. I don't know why I'm still like this. Maybe there's only 9 of us left in the world. I still want to see Jones and Stipe. I want to see it. Like, I know it's not a great fight inside the octagon. I just need that fight for heavyweight legacy ties. And just like, I know it's not the same. I think Stipe is, this fight should happen 2 years ago. And that would have been the end of Stipe. I think Stipe is just too old. I do, man. I wish him nothing but the best. One of my all time favorite heavyweights. I think he's just too old. You just need that fight. We need it.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I wouldn't mind if both of them retired right now.
And never fought again?
This fight, yes. Wow. I he doesn't fight often enough. Jones doesn't fight often enough to still be the superstar that he once was. Right. And there are actually, this is the first time in a really long time that we have several great contenders for heavyweight between Aspinall. We have Sergey, we have Jalton Almeida. Like, there's so many good guys right now. I would much rather watch them fight each other than watch Jones fight Stipe, unless Jones is going to fight Aspinall. That's the only fight I want to see from John Jones right now.
Who's the best young heavyweight? Who's like ranked 12th or 15th or not even the rankings? You're like, this is the guy in 2 years. Because it was Aspinall for a long time.
It was, and he's obviously there now.
Dude, we didn't say Curtis Blades. Curtis Blades could be in the main event versus Aspinall.
He's been really around a long time. Like, I don't think of him as like a young.
No, he's not. He's not.
But he is very good.
Ooh. Wow.
You know who it might be is, what's his name? He's not even ranked yet. Would be the kickboxer they just signed.
He's fighting on the Brazil UFC card or he's fighting Saturday.
No. The one that just made his debut not too long ago. He's like 6'7" or something. What is his name?
Oh, Agu.
Why can I not remember it?
It's all good. All good.
He's very good. Yeah, that guy. That really tall guy.
Okay. Tall, very good. Kickboxing, Brazilian. Yeah, that works. That works. All right, guys. That was it. That was fun. An MMA weekly roundup. I was like, oh, we'll go for 15, 20 minutes. We're at 36, and we probably didn't even see everything we said. But all right, L. Dawson, Dave Van Auken, we're out. Everyone enjoy the fights this weekend. UFC Vegas 91, Bare Knuckle FC Knuckle Mania 4 with Thiago Alves and Mike Perry in the main event. And we'll see everyone Tuesday. Hey, Grant Dawson's coming on the show. We might have maybe our biggest guest of all time coming on. We're still locking that in as we speak. Could get hot. All right, guys, have a good weekend. We'll see everyone next time. Later.